Let's head to Ivy Tech, shall we? We always have fun with our friends over there. And today, the executive director of, well, now I got to make sure I get this exact title right because all these folks have big titles. Well, it's not Steve Bryant, so I'll be okay. The executive director of development is my great friend, Susie Graham. Susie, good afternoon. How are you?
You always make me laugh at the start here, Mike. I have to compose myself. Yes, you got the title right, and you are right about those long titles.
Bryant's is exhausting. It's exhausting. I get a note from the great Tina Phelps and said, you know, Bryant's going to be on with you. And I'm like, all right, there's two things I can do. I can either do like the flashcards where I try to remember all the pieces and put them together, or I just simply write it down and cheat off my own paper.
You know, you could probably just make some things up, and Steve would be absolutely fine with that.
And we hope he comes back from Chicago not frozen. It's 41 there in the bleachers this afternoon.
But
you've been there once or twice. They have things to help keep you warm so you can cheer, root for the home team. And if they don't win, it's a shame. Where's your big Cardinal fan today? Is he getting close? He's ready. 4:10, first pitch with the birds on the bat.
He's been texting me today, and yes, I'm sure firmly planted in front of the big screen TV at home and ready to watch. I would be there with him if I couldn't be in Cincinnati for opening day.
Boy, we should go, shouldn't we?
The
pictures look great, and they have awesome weather today as well. So I was telling everybody right before you called, it's packed down. You know where where you can walk, and there's no cars, and it's parade and everything else that goes through there. What a day. Well, some of us are left here behind to make sure we get the messages out and grind it out for everything. But we always have good news. And Susie, here we are, the penultimate day of March. That's the last three-syllable word I'm using today. Well, that means April's coming up.
It's four syllables, Mike.
Well, I'm not any good at math either. But when you all came back from spring break, that started the final 8 weeks, and we're almost, that would be one full week. Then another, we have 6 weeks till summer school is around the corner, and then we have everybody kind of maybe daydreaming about what's going to happen next August. Well, thankfully, you're here. You can give us the timeline. So anybody who's thinking about furthering their education or continuing it, well, you've got all the details for them.
You know what? First of all, let me just say this. It couldn't be easier. We can help no matter who you are, no matter what your background is. If you are new to a post-secondary experience, we can help you. If you are a returning adult student, we can help you. If you're someone who has not worked with technology and learning, we can help you. And we have academic advisors and admissions professionals and everyone standing by and ready to meet with you and work out an individualized plan to help you do what you want to do, right? Maybe you want to come and earn, you know, just enough credits that help you advance in your workplace. We can help you do that. Maybe you want to earn a full associate's degree. Obviously, we can help you do that in a number of different programs. It all depends on what your goals are and where you want to go, but we can help you do that, and we can help you finance that as well. There are many grants. There's many scholarships. There's lots of different flavors of financial aid. The whole point is this is all doable. And there's no reason to hesitate or to hold back because we can make that happen for you.
And the other great part about making all of those options happen, well, some people enjoy coming to campus. Some people, frankly, don't have the time, or you want to do a little of both. And I think you check all three of those boxes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It really, the silver lining of COVID, if we can look for one, is that it opened up opportunities with technology for us. And so, so many classes and learning opportunities can now happen online, and they can happen based on your own availability. You don't have to do what we call synchronous, right, where you're sitting at your home at the same time that your instructor is lecturing on campus. You can connect with classes in a way that suits your own schedule. So again, there's no reason why schedules should get in the way of getting a degree or a credential. And I will add, I'm an on-campus kind of person. I love the energy of being on campus. We have a beautiful campus, and the energy that came back after COVID was just palpable. And even today, I was walking down. So it's a Thursday afternoon, and a lot of our colleagues are at a statewide conference, but still, there were loads of students in the commons during the lunch hour, and it just was a great energy and a great vibe to be part of.
Exactly. And I think if you're a people person, that's great. If you're a little introverted, that's great. I think the great part is your menu speaks to all walks of life, and that's what makes it exciting. Susie Graham is our guest this afternoon. She is the executive director of development at Ivy Tech. So I want to register. Now, there are two times to register, correct? We have summer classes. Those are going to begin in early June. I'll let you give me the exact time. And then August as well. But you do have some different programs that I say this every week, but it's true. The ASAP and you've got some cohort programs. Those are maybe a little different. So, choices, if you don't have time to sit there for 2 years, there's something for you there. But some of these big programs as well, fill up a little faster. So we got to be on our toes. We got to be on our toes.
You got to be on your toes, especially if you definitely want to be on campus and you want to be in certain classes at certain times. It's a really good idea to get a jump on that, and we can help you do that. So summer classes start on June the 5th, and so we are taking registrations for those classes right now. Fall classes begin in August, so a little window of time to think about that, but it's certainly not too early to come in and meet with an academic advisor and talk about what that might look like in terms of the classes that you want to take. You can come and meet with advisors and our enrollment specialists. You can meet via Zoom, or you can come in. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6 Monday through Thursday, and 9 to 5 on Friday. So it's really easy to get in. And, you know, speaking of our accelerated programs, so we have two different paths, and this is it speaks to serving the students. We have what's called our ASAP program, which is for those students who are just now graduating from high school. And it is a competitive program in that you have to be a hard worker and you have to have a certain GPA. But you can come to us, and if you're accepted, you can get a two-year degree in 11 months. And that says a lot about the students who complete that program, because, as you can imagine, it's pretty rigorous.
Well, I'm not any good at math, but how do y'all do that?
Well, so what they're doing is that they are taking concentrated core classes over the course of smaller terms, if you will, so that they can get all of the coursework, all of the assessments, and all of the requirements in time to graduate in 11 months. Again, it is rigorous, but it is absolutely possible. We have a similar program for other adult students. It's our broader Accelerate program, but it's for anyone who wants to come to classes here and work in a cohort. So work with a fixed group of other individuals who are doing exactly the same thing that you are. And that cohort model proves to be really supportive, right? You've got others you can lean on, others that you have shared experience with, and you know, you can help one another just in the same way team members would help each other. But the Accelerate program will help you complete your two-year degree in 2 years. And the value of that is that, you know, a lot of times life gets in the way, and you know, it might derail your plans to get your degree in 2 years. This helps you stay the course, and has proven to be very effective. Bloomington was the first campus to do this one. We're piling it here, and other campuses are now picking up on it. So, yay, Bloomington!
Well, that's great as well. The strength of the wolf is the pack, and the strength of the pack is the wolf. That's an old Jerry Yeagleyism, but it makes sense when you're all going together. Somebody leads for a while, then you switch, and somebody else, and somebody, and then you all stay there and get through it. And you're not alone. You're not on the island. You're not taking these some online, some at home. No, you're all doing this. You're all going through it together. You don't want to let your teammates down. So, cool opportunities. But as you mentioned, that's not for everybody. So don't think that's the only way you can do it. No. There's plenty of things going on, and a great time to come out, Susie, is on Tuesdays, because you got the last Tuesday of the month. This week was very busy, but every Tuesday you have Tuesdays at the Tech, and you can kind of get that fear factor eliminated.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really nice program. So, you know, as you're saying, it is every Tuesday. What we do is each time that we have, you know, folks with us, it's from 3 to 5, by the way, 3 to 5 p.m., we talk about a different aspect of collegiate life, right? You know, it might be a focus on financial aid. It might be a focus on a different program area. Or it might be, you know, how do I navigate all of this? How do I put all the pieces together, especially if I've never done this before? You know, that's always it can be a real barrier for a lot of students who do not come from a background that has included college, right? Any siblings, perhaps their parents, maybe they're the first in their family to do this. And like anything, if you're the first, you are forging that path, and we can help you do that. And Tuesdays at the Tech are a great way to come take it in small, consumable bites, learn about the college in little bits, right? And then you kind of build up to it, and then you'll feel more comfortable on day one.
That consumable bites. Well, a lot of us just like to stuff our faces. That's good. And you can do that as well. But this is another fun time to look around, to take it in, and to see if it's for you. And if it's not for you right now, well, that's okay, because don't you have counselors and helpers that can help map all this out? It doesn't have to happen tomorrow.
Always. Absolutely. Always. Every 12 months out of the year, we have individuals here who specialize in different aspects of the collegiate experience, right? Might be an academic advisor who can help you choose a program and what that path looks like. We have financial aid experts, right? Maybe you're facing some issues about, how am I going to pay for a college degree? Well, there are lots of resources available. We can help you find those. Many of them are at no cost to you. We have enrollment specialists who can show you, here's how you apply to be a student at Ivy Tech. Here are the things that you need to have in place. And so there's a lot of hand-holding, if you will, if it's needed, a lot of support around everybody.
Now, what are you doing tomorrow? You got a busy Friday, busy Friday on the cards over there?
Well, hopefully tomorrow I'll be celebrating a Reds win that happened this afternoon. For me, it's another day at work. But
all right, so I'm gonna assign you a mission tomorrow.
If you choose
to accept it, it seems you will have some potential future scholars from Bachelor Middle School heading in your direction tomorrow, and my daughter will be in that crew.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
I think you met her when she was super younger, but now she'll be 13 in May, so she's a seventh grader. And if you need to know anything, she would be more than happy to answer any of your questions on life. She knows a lot. Yeah, she gets that from her father, which is absolutely true. So if you wanna accost their group tomorrow and totally embarrass her, you would move up from number one on my list to one asterisk on my list.
I will keep an eye out for her. I'm going to be here on campus all day, and I love those days when we bring in.
She was excited. She brought it up to me.
Kids.
You know, you always say, well, how was school today? And you expect fine, and then they just walk out of the room. I don't know if that happened at your house that way, but that's usually how it goes. But she was like, no, Friday we get to go to Ivy Tech and go look around and hear about programs and stuff and everything else. I'm tweeting with her right now, so she says she'll be there around noon. So if you need a lunchtime well, if you can get out of the Yellowwood. I mean, I know the doors just opened today, so now I'm hungry again. We'll talk about that. But she said around noon they will be out there. So
terrific.
She looks like her mother, so she's
lovely.
Oh, you know what you do? If the chancellor is there, and if she's not, this is even better. You go in and you get the
Maria Glascott, please come to the office up front.
And that would be the funniest thing ever. She would die. She would die.
I could do it like at the airport, right? Where someone stands there holding a sign.
We have to do this. All right, get back to me. If you forget, that's okay. I understand. But she will hate me forever. And you know what? I'm willing to take that chance. I am willing to take it.
Well, we all take that chance with our kids, don't we? Her name again is Maria. Is that what you said?
Maria Glasscott.
Excellent.
And if she asks why, you say, well, it is a April Fool's Day Eve all-time classic that your dad just got you with. I think we'll go that route.
All right.
So I can tie it into that so it doesn't make me look just like I'm okay, now again, if you don't, that's okay. I don't want to make people are listening to this going, how does he know this poor woman? Is she just comes on this program and takes this abuse from him? You got to beat the Pirates today, don't you? 4-10 first pitch right around the corner.
Yeah, 4-10. Got to
start with them. You got 6 at home, 3 with the Pirates, 3 with the Cubbies. No game tomorrow, so that will be good. It was going to be washed out anyhow because we're going to have thunderstorms all day through right. and around here. So let's get out and enjoy it. Anything else we want to – we always talk. Yes. We have so much fun. I get it all the way off the rails. And what else are we – are we missing anything at Ivy Tech? Good.
So
go.
We are. So I want to make sure everybody – we have had a wonderful turnout as we co-host – blood drives with American Red Cross, right? And so we have it set up. People can park easily outside our building, walk in. The experience of giving blood is just seamless, and we've had a wonderful experience with this. We have 2 more days of blood draws coming up next Thursday and Friday. We have a lot of spaces available, so we hope that folks can consider doing that. If they met that requisite, I forget, is it 8 weeks between blood draws? I forget what it is.
You can find it at redcross.org if you need to look at that beforehand, right?
Yeah. So you just, go to redcrossblood.org and then search on the zip code 47404, and you'll see all the information that you need. But this is it's an important part of our mission to reach out this way and to help the community and certainly to help the Red Cross. So on Thursday, it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and on Friday, it's 1 to 6 p.m., and those will both be at the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences this time, which is just adjacent to our building, and it's at the corner of Zenith and Profile Parkway here on the west side.
Yeah, we'll remind everybody about that next week as well. And we want to remind everybody as well, we joked about summer being right around the corner, but summer camps registration opens, and I know you'll have a captive audience with my middle schoolers out there, but there's summer camps for everybody.
They're coming up. Yeah, this is one of the highlights of being here in the summertime is that we have a building full of students who are markedly younger than our typical students. It's a lot of fun. I used to run those camps before I moved into the development office, and boy, what a charge it was just to see them. But we've got, programming. This is really important for parents to understand. We have programming that will completely engage your kids during those summer months when you don't want them to lose that learning curve that they're on, right? Sometimes it's hard when they get out of school at the end of one term and before they go back in the fall, they seem to have lost some ground. Well, we will keep your kids engaged, socialized with other kids, lots of great activities. We have art classes, we have theater, we have film, we have cooking and baking, and camps that focus on the science, the technology, the engineering, and the math, the STEM core. So lots of opportunities, and you can find all of that on our website at ivytech.edu/CLL, which is the Center for Lifelong Learning.
And great opportunities there for everyone, which is completely exciting. And again, you want yours. You don't leave this to the last minute. Now we can procrastinate on some things, but these do fill up, and in the kids and the adults, everybody who's a part of this, some great opportunities to get it all figured out. Okay,
and we have scholarships for those camps.
Oh, really?
I should mention that as well.
Oh, I did not know that.
When you connect with our staff, be sure to inquire about scholarship support. So for those who qualify for the federal free and reduced lunch program, camp can be done at no cost at all.
Great. So, pass that along to anybody that you know, or if you're listening and that's up your alley. Yeah, take advantage of these programs. Heck, you had free books there for a while. And some of these other programs, these workforce grant, those are free too. So get over there, talk to somebody, they'll help you out. and enjoy that baseball this afternoon, Susie. We'll be updating it here for those who are maybe can't sneak out of their office. And if I were you, and I would go ahead and sneak out today because we're going to get washed out tomorrow. So take us with you, WGCLRadio.com, and I'll give you the updates.
I will. Hey, and would you say hi to my good friend, Mary Catherine Carmichael?
I will.
I know you're going to be talking
with
her.
She will be here in, let's see, 15, in about 25 minutes. We will talk
Excellent.
To the deputy. You know where she's going to be on Saturday?
Is she a Cubs fan?
You know what? I'm going to ask her. But she will be the mayor at the market, her and Mayor Hamilton. The farmer's market starts on Saturday. And I'm going to have to tell her that she's going to, she's going to need to wear her heavy shoes because the wind's going to be blowing 25 miles an hour. So we don't want Mary Poppins Carmichael, Catherine. We just want regular deputy mayor. Don't blow away.
Oh, Mike.
Well, we try to. It's radio, Susie. We got to have a good time. We got to. We can't be just pretty and stare at the camera. I can't get away with that at my age anymore. Tell your wonderful husband hello. I haven't seen him for a while. It's been too long. And let's go, Red Legs.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Mike. Great to talk to you.
Remember, one asterisk. One asterisk.
Thanks. I'll keep it in mind.
Thanks, Susie. You are the best.